Cassidy's teacher a message after the tone. Bye.
Hello, it's Robert Davidson here calling
from... Robert.
Paul, how are you?
Hey.
So, who are the Brodsky Quartet?
Three men and a blonde, that's what they always say. Three men and a blonde, that's what they always say. Ah, you guys are going to do well, because you're three men and a blonde, that's what they always say. Ah, you guys are going to do well, because you're three men and a blonde. Jackie, I suppose she is the rock. Jackie, I suppose she is the rock upon which the quartet is built. Jackie, I suppose she is the rock upon which the quartet is built. She is solid. She's completely and utterly dependable. She is solid. She's completely and utterly dependable. Always there. Rhythmically, incredibly accurate, and yet, has the ability to wow people with her beautiful, mellifluous playing, and incredibly accurate, and yet, has the ability to wow people with her beautiful, mellifluous playing, and it's amazing being able to stand next to her.
Paul is more whimsical, more exploratory. He's apt to say, "This is the best, whatever, cup of tea, piece of cake." And I think he's probably said that about certain passages in at least 300 quartets that we've played. "This is the best bit of music ever. This is the best bit of music ever." Gets wrapped up in it and loves those moments and works hard to experience them. I would call him a searching musician, an exploratory searching musician.
Ian is magnificent. He's, he just kind of plants himself there and he holds the group. He earths the group. That's his role in life. He keeps us firmly on earth. And he does that in the most amazing way. He never changes. He does that in the most amazing way. He never changes. It's incredibly comforting to have him there. It's incredibly comforting to have him there. He earthed the group. That's his role in life. He keeps us firmly on earth. And he does that in the most amazing way. He never changes. It's incredibly comforting to have him there. It's incredibly comforting to have him there.
Ian and Paul and I. People say that Ian and Paul and I are a kind of solid threesome, which has a character all of its own. A kind of solid threesome, which has a character all of its own. But what's really nice is that in the last 2 years, Daniel's absolutely fitted with that, and we have also changed to fit with his sound, and there's been a real merging of characters, I think, which is great.
The F for Big Personalities. Yeah, for Big Personalities, but as I say, the three of them is, besides that, are also quite a number of people to go units. Three simple. Quite a number of people to go units. Three simple. Which is no doubt one of the secrets of the success of the quartet. But at least a very interesting kind of chemistry. Because it's not just one. It's sometimes one, other times it's one, and then the other three reacting. It's not just one. It's sometimes one, other times it's one, and then the other three reacting almost as one. I find that very, quite fascinating. But I think we've all enriched each other.
Three men and a blonde, that's what they always say. You guys are going to do well, because you're a three man and a blonde, that's what they always say. You guys are going to do well, because you're a three man and a blonde.
Exciting to have a premiere. You never quite know what's going to happen. But thank you so much, guys. That was great to hear.
I say over there, right?
Yeah. We've been very fortunate over the last 15 years to come to this amazing country a few times, and we've become very friendly with someone whose voice I'm sure you'll know very well, Andrew Ford. He's got that show on ABC and stuff. Anyway, he's become a very good friend of ours, and he's recently become a dad, which will stop him going out dancing quite as much as he used to. So we thought we'd play a little piece by him called Sad Jigs.